It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Hundreds of thousands of Hispanic women call Wisconsin home. They earn 57 cents for every dollar a non-Hispanic man earns. That's according to the latest Latina Savings Project report, which aims to encourage savings among moderate and low-income Latinas nationally and here in Wisconsin. Call in with a question. You can share your thoughts at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Cindy Hounsell is founder and president of the Women's Institute for a Secure Retirement. That's a Washington, D.C.-based nonprofit. Cindy, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. Great to be here with you.
Yes, and Norma Gallegos-Valles is the Workforce and Career Pathways Manager at Centro Hispano of Dane County. Norma, welcome.
Welcome. Good morning, everyone.
Norma, let's start with you. Before we dive into this latest report, can you talk about why the Latina Savings Project targets this group of people? What is the typical financial health of Latinas?
Yes, thank you. This project began in 2021 due to the lack of resources around financial literacy and wealth building for the Latino community in general in Dane County. But we wanted to specifically do this project for Latina women in Dane County because statistically, we know that Latina women live the longest, yet when they get to retirement, about 50% of them between the ages of 55 and 65 don't have retirement accounts. We know that Latina women also tend to take care of their family first, and when they get to retirement, because they've been doing caregiver for the family, and they've been saving for college and other family needs, they leave the retirement savings for them at the end. So we wanted to address this from a very strength base of what Latina women already know and what they've learned throughout their journeys as caregivers, and provide additional resources for them to start building wealth and bridging the gap of the lack of retirement when they get to that age.
Building wealth. Cindy, taking a look at that 57 cents for every dollar a non-Hispanic man earns, and over a career, that really adds up. How do financial inequities here affect people once they retire?
Well, I mean, obviously they end up retiring below the poverty level already. So that was one of the things that, you know, sort of piqued our attention many years ago when we first started this project.
And so when you look at that number, you know, what can that mean in terms of trying to build wealth over a career when there's been caregiving, maybe being in and out of work, where you're, as Norma said, putting other financial situations first, maybe paying for a home, your child's education?
Well, I mean, I think that's true, but I think everybody needs to know about this so they can make changes in their life. I mean, we've been working on this for over 30 years, and it's been amazing how people can make real changes in their life when they learn about this. It's like, you know, how many people come up to you and tell you when you're in your 20s, well, you better start saving for your retirement. Mm-hmm. I mean, this April is Financial Literacy Month, so we usually try to take advantage of opportunities like that to let people know that, you know, maybe you can't do this today, but there's a time in your life where you're going to have to change your behavior, or you're going to have results that are not going to make you happy. And a lot of times that just becomes, you know, letting people know about the benefits that are out there, like Social Security. A lot of times, you know, people aren't even signed up. I've had women come and say to me, you know, well, should we join the Latina Savings Project, or should we contribute to our Social Security? And it's like, it's the law when you work. And, you know, a lot of times if an employer, you know, is sketchy in some way, or you work, you know, part time, and maybe they don't include you, it's just good to know what the Social Security benefits offer you when you reach retirement age.
Norma, does Social Security come up at the education workshops and the other aspects of the learning how to save through this program?
Yes, we, during a 2.5 hour workshop, we talk about different topics. We do spend a lot of time talking about different areas of retirement. Oftentimes, we believe that only 401k is an outlet for that. And we learn that there's other options, such as IRAs, Roth accounts that can help you elevate your savings and keep something sustainable for the years to come. I think when it comes to family, Latino families, and specifically, right, that's why this type of partnerships happen, because there's still a lack of trust between other non-Latino organizations that do the work. This includes financial financial institutions such as banks, credit unions, because the systems work different. If you come from a Latino background, there is this mistrust that still takes place in our community. And so we're also trying to bridge the bridge per se, mm-hmm. between the trust of institutions. And I think financial inclusivity is very important. So that they can see us that we're part of the economy, we're part of the system. And oftentimes it comes with the collective thinking that me as a Latina woman also contribute to retirement, to savings, that because we do this collective work of care of giving or giving or taking care of others, it is important that we take care of ourselves, mm-hmm. So that in the future we can continue to do that. So I think we're also trying to bring it back that we as Latina women are part of the fabric of economic growth and retirement.
Norma Gallegos-Valles is Workforce and Career Pathways Manager at Central Hispano of Dane County. Cindy Hounsell is here, founder and president of the Washington, D.C.-based Women's Institute for a Secure Retirement. As we explore aspects of the Latina Savings Project, call in with a question. You can share your perspective, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. For Latina women, lower wages and a lack of access to workplace savings opportunities, that creates financial obstacles, especially later in life. The Latina Savings Project seeks to remove financial barriers. Call in with a question. You can add your comments, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Norma Gallegos-Valles is Workforce and Career Pathways Manager at Centro Hispano of Dane County. And Cindy Hounsell is here, President of the Women's Institute for a Secure Retirement. Cindy, let's take stock for a moment. The project has been going on since 2017 in four other cities: Albuquerque, New Mexico, Baytown, Texas, Fort Worth, Topeka, Kansas. So since its inception, what kind of results have you been seeing?
We have great results just because people are so anxious to have information that once they hear about things that they can do to change, you know, their own lives and take advantage. One of the things I wanted to say is there was a bipartisan bill based in Washington, D.C., so I'm involved in a lot of these issues with what goes on in the bigger retirement picture. But what's wonderful is that there was a bill passed 2 years ago. It goes into effect next year, and it includes something called the Savers Match, which replaces the Savers Tax Credit. And what that does was provide a match from the government for, you know, people who are eligible, but low-income workers, a lot of minority women will definitely be able to get access to this benefit. And it will provide a match for your retirement. Whatever you save, there'll be a government match. So we know from there's other projects that are being held in various states. I think 19 or 20 states have now started their own retirement plan for workers that don't have access at their own workplace. So it's working in those projects, and it will make a big difference when it starts. And there's a request in the law that says that there has to be education from the employers and from the government to make sure that people know about this benefit. So I think that will just change things in a big way. And there are also lots of different ways that there will be better access at the workplace for low-income workers. So I'll just leave it at that.
Is matching dollar for dollar, is that an effective incentive? Does that encourage people to save more money?
Yes, I think I yes, I think we already have proof of that. So I think it will really make a big difference. I mean, I have hope for the future. I've watched all of these bills not happen for 30 years. So I'm excited that there's finally something, on the table that will make a difference.
Norma, what are your thoughts?
Yes, we saw through Latinas in Savings here in Madison that 76% of our attendees accepted the challenge of starting a savings match. Part of the challenge was if they wanted to join, they saved $20 for 6 months. And at the end, through this partnership with Wise Hermana and TruStage, we were able to match, in the credit unions, we were able to match $120 at the end of the 6 months. And we saw a 70% success that we're able to get the match after the 6 months. And a lot of the testimonials that we gather were it was the beginning for many Latina women to start their savings account, to start in the mindset of thinking of retirement just as an overall well-being part of their journey. So it's not just saving for retirement, but what does that mean for their families and for the community in general? So we saw success around that.
I want to return to something you said earlier about banks, and trust. Can banks do more here to help build trust among its Latina customers, in efforts like matches or other things to put aside money and to set these savings goals?
Yes, we found that it is critical to partner with nonprofits, organizations in general that serve Latino community and that have been in Madison or Dane County for years. Centro has been here for 40 years. So we have there's knowledge in the collectiveness of our community. There is wisdom. So when they partner with us, it's easier to build that bridge because we know that credit unions and banks, they have their own financial resources. They can have resources in Spanish. However, and they've shared this with us of they can put out workshops. They're usually not very well attended. When they do come to Centro, they found that attendance is a success. And that's because we already have a connection with the community. We already have those relationships. And we trust each other. We see each other. We know what it's like to, and I'll speak personally, I know what it's like to start saving until in your late 20s or not having financial conversations with my parents, with my sisters, with my aunts, and how important that is to start engaging in what does financial literacy and building wealth means for families and for the community in general.
We're exploring the work of the Latina Savings Project. That is Norma Gallegos Valles at Centro Hispano Dane County. Cindy Hounsell is here at the Women's Institute for a Secure Retirement. You can join in along the way with questions. You can share your comments at 800-642-1234. Cindy, how much of a person's lack of financial savings is a result of poor financial literacy versus this is an earnings problem? This is a problem at businesses.
Well, it is an earnings problem, but as I said, I think when people find out about the opportunities there and things that they can do. And Norma's talking about, the fact that the credit union that funded the program, TruStage, made a big difference in wanting to provide a match, as if they had a good job at a company that provided a match. And I remember, Norma, one of the success stories that you had was a woman that like went to her employer and she got a few extra hours, like this was during the pandemic, so that she would be eligible for the 401k. And so that wouldn't happen if you don't even know that there's a 401k or that there's something that you should be, taking advantage of in the future.
But Norma, I mean, there's only so much scrimping and squeezing and saving and frugality. At some point, wages have to be fair to live in these times. What can you say about that lack of equality?
Yeah, that is correct. I think we see financial literacy as a tool. We
Hmm.
can't, it is critical that we don't rely on financial literacy to create pathways out of poverty. When you're making $15 an hour and you are sustaining a family or two or three, and you're paying a rent that is $1,800 a month or more, you can still save. I mean, how are you? You can still save, but perhaps you might be able to save a minimal amount. And so, when we do the math with this, we do, and me as a workforce and in that space, we do advocate for fair, livable wage here in Madison and Dane County. The cost of living continues to increase, and we can't keep up with a $15 an hour wage. Even $18 an hour, seeing that it is not getting us where we need to be to from moving from starting to save to build wealth. There's a huge gap in
There's
there.
a gap. Well, thank you both for joining us.
Thank you for the opportunity.
That is Norma Gallegos Valles, Workforce and Career Pathways Manager at Centro Hispano Dane County. Cindy Hounsell leads the Wisconsin Women's Institute for a Secure Retirement. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.